मुखम करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरी यत्कृपातं वंदे श्रीगुरो दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्ययीश्वरम्। इति दृक्ष्वलीलाभिर् आनंदकुंडे स्वघोषं निमाजन्तमाख्यापयन्तम्। तदीयेषिताग्येषु भक्त्यर्षिता त्वम् पुनः प्रेमतस्तं शतभृति वन्दे। परं देवमोक्षां न मोक्षं वदेन्द न च न मृणेहं वरिषदपि ह। इदं तेव पूर्णाथ गोपाल बालं सदा मे मनस्य विहषं कि मन्ये। नमामीश्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपम् सत्सुन्दरं गोकुले भ्राजमानम्। यशोदाभियो लोकलधवमानम् परं दृष्टम् अत्यन्ततो दृश्य गोप्य। जय राधा दामोदर राधा दामोदर राधे। जय यशोदा दामोदर जय यशोदा दामोदर यशोदा दामोदर जय यशोदा दामोदर। जय वृंदावन धाम जय वृंदावन धाम वृंदावन धाम जय वृंदावन धाम। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। श्री श्री दामोदर अष्टकम की जय। श्री श्री यशोदा दामोदर की जय। श्री श्री राधा दामोदर की जय। जगत गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। सो लास्ट ट्यूजडे मदर यशोदा कॉट कृष्णा व्हेन कृष्णा वाज रनिंग अवे फ्रॉम द वुडन ग्राइंडिंग मोटर एंड व्हेन मदर यशोदा कॉट दैट पर्सनालिटी हु इज वेरी वेरी डिफिकल्ट इवन फॉर योगीज who try to catch him by the speed of mind. Even for them, it's very, very difficult not to catch this personality. But this very, very simple cowherd lady, Yashoda, she caught Krishna from behind. It is described that you know, Krishna was wearing few things on the body. So there was one nice necklace, one or two nice necklaces were there. And then maybe covering some parts of the body. And holding that, Yashoda pulled him behind. And when Yashoda caught him, Rudantam Mohor Netra, he started crying. He started crying, especially looking at the stick that she was holding. You know? Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mrityor Nityam Namamyaham. Fear personified. Death personified for death itself. He was fearful. He was crying. And when this was happening, so it is described that all the Brajavasis, you know, they were looking at this wonderful pastime that was going on. They were relishing the pastime. And that's what Satyavrat Muni is going to continue now with the same theme, with the same thread. Satyavrat Muni says, Iti Driksva Leelabhir Ananda Kunde. Iti Drik. Like this, in this way, all the pastimes which Krishna did. Swalila. Swalilabhir. That is, by all such activities. Iti Drik Swalilabhir. Ananda Kunde. So what was Krishna doing? By doing all these pastimes, Krishna was drowning all the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy. In Ananda Kunda. The Kunda or the lake which is full of Ananda. And Swagosham. So where was he doing? For whom was he doing? Swagosham. For Braja, for his own villagers, for Braja. And Nimajantam, he was drowning all of them. He was making them submerge themselves in various pastimes of his own. Let's discuss this much and then we'll see how much more we can discuss. Iti Driksva Leelabhir. Now this Iti Driksva Leela, which we're talking about, it means the Damodar Leela, or it also means from the day one, what Krishna started doing. The Leela is what Krishna started doing. It is described that the bliss that Sri Yashoda got, the bliss Nanda Maharaj got, everyone can get that. Can we imagine what Nanda and Yashoda got? They got something which even Devaki and Vasudev didn't get. Devaki and Vasudev, they gave birth to Krishna. And Vasudev was told to carry Krishna immediately to Gokul Mahavan. So Devaki and Vasudev could see the childhood pastimes. And what Nanda and Yashoda got is something which no one has got. In fact, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukdev Goswami saying, that what Mother Yashoda got, the bliss what Mother Yashoda was feeling, experiencing, that even Brahma couldn't get, Virinchi, this is the word used, Brahma couldn't get, then Shiva couldn't get, Lord Shiva couldn't get that. And even Lakshmi, who is Vaksha Vilasini, who sits on the Vakshasthala, on the chest of Sri Krishna or Sri Vishnu, even she couldn't get this bliss what Mother Yashoda got of feeding Krishna her own breast milk, tying Krishna to the wooden grinding motor, running behind Krishna with a stick, and seeing Krishna do all the various pastimes. If you remember the Mardabhaksham Leela, where Krishna ate dirt. Now, Krishna was eating dirt. It was in the own courtyard. In his own courtyard, Krishna was there and he was eating dirt. It was not somewhere in the forest. And all the gopas were playing. And they saw that Krishna is missing. Where is he? Then Balram and all the gopas, they went to the corner where Krishna was sitting. And they saw that Krishna is eating mud. And as soon as they saw that, they went to Mother Yashoda. And they told that your Kana, your Lala is eating mud. Oh, Mai, oh, Maya. Look at your Kana, look at your Krishna. You know, he's eating dirt, he's eating mud. And Mother Yashoda was so concerned. After all, you know, she is Hitaishini. This is the word used, Hitaishini. That is, she always thinks about the Hita or the well-being of whom? Of Sri Krishna. So she went there and then she looked. It is described that when she went there, Krishna was still eating mud. And she saw that. Now look at the thing. So Krishna was looking here and there, somehow he was gulping whatever was there in the mouth, and some dirt more he was taking and eating. And Mother Yashoda from behind, she called him. And then Krishna, in the mouth, dirt was there. Here, dirt was there. And then he turns towards Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda is asking, did you eat dirt? No, she has seen already. And all the Gopas have told, Balram himself has told. And at that time, when this question was asked, that did you eat dirt? Naham bhakshim. I didn't eat. I didn't eat dirt. Sarve mithyabhi samshanaha. All of them are lying. Now just imagine what bliss Mother Yashoda would be getting. I mean, she has seen him eating dirt and he's saying, I didn't eat. I didn't eat. So when this was going on, then she asked, okay, they are not my friends, they are your friends. They are telling me. And like, no, they are all lying. Balram, your elder brother, he is telling. Don't think that he is different than those. Same. All of them are same category. Maya, this Balram, he does not allow me to play peacefully. He keeps asking me this question all the time. Mother Yashoda is fair. Nanda Maharaj is fair. Why are you black? And then he makes me cry. He makes me angry. And it becomes very difficult for me to play. So I'll not play with them. And all of them are envious of me. That is the reason they're coming and complaining. They cannot see me happy. That is the problem with all of them. Mother Yashoda is looking at him. Wow, what this person is saying. And then Krishna, he says, if you don't have faith on me, oh mother, Maya, if you don't have faith on me, then look into my mouth. He said that and his mouth is completely closed. Look into my mouth. He's not opening his mouth. Then Mother Yashoda, because if you speak with confidence, then the other person, you know, he'll feel, oh, okay, maybe he might have not done. But then Mother Yashoda is Mother Yashoda. She knows her son very well. So when Krishna said that, look into my mouth. And Krishna was confident that she'll not ask him to open the mouth. And Mother Yashoda said, okay, open your mouth. And still mud was there. Now, if someone eats mud, surely it will be there somewhere in the teeth. Somewhere it will be there. Still, it was there. And now Krishna is thinking, what should I do? You know, I'm really perplexed. Krishna is perplexed. Yes, Krishna is in anxiety. So he's asking, I don't know what to do now. And thinking like this, Krishna said, okay, chalo. I'll show my Aishwarya to Mother Yashoda. So before I move on to that part, see, in this entire pastime, or be it any other pastime, you know, which you know, we have seen before. So in every single pastime, we see that Krishna is drowning all the inhabitants of Gokula, all the Brajavasis, in ecstasy. All are in Ananda, all of them, including the cows, including the peacocks, including all the animals and trees, and everyone there is relishing Krishna's pastimes, everyone. Seeing Krishna face to face and seeing Krishna moving here to there. No. Just imagine all the trees there in Vrindavan. They can see Krishna, what he's doing. He's stealing makhan. He'll plan with all his friends. Then he'll go and steal makhan from some house. And all that the birds can see, the trees can see, everyone is able to see that. Just imagine how much bliss it will be. And sometimes when he'll be stealing butter or doing some other notorious activities, the gopis would be seeing and they'll be feeling so much of bliss, you know, looking at this beautiful form of the Lord doing this wonderful pastimes. So in this way, you know, we see that all the inhabitants of Gokula, all of them, they were always in bliss. In fact, it is described that in Braja, there was no one who was sad anytime. When Krishna was present in Braj. Krishna was always present. So no one was sad. All the time they were blissful. There were so many problems happening in Braja. In fact, only when Krishna came to Braj, at that time all problems started. Many times devotees ask, Prabhuji, I'm chanting. I started practicing bhakti, but why problems? Because you're practicing bhakti. They'll say, Prabhuji, till now, you know, when I was not practicing bhakti, things were good. Suddenly, you know, it's like, I'm going crazy. I'm not able to manage. Wherever Krishna goes, this will happen. This will happen. But the best part is, in Braj, even when Putana was coming, Trinavarta was coming, Shakatasur, Bakasur, Aghasur, Keshi, Dhenuka. And in fact, it is described that all these demons, the names which are mentioned and pastimes which are mentioned, they are just few. They are just few. Because every day, three times demon would come, breakfast, lunch, dinner. So in the early morning, Krishna would kill some demon and then all the gopas will understand, okay, now breakfast time. Then during lunch, some demon will come and they'll, you know, Krishna will kill that demon and now lunch time. And then before going to Braj from the forest, he'll kill one demon and understand, okay, now we have to go back. So in this way, every day, so many demons would come. Everyone would be, you know, feeling that anxiety. But then no one was sad, no one was suffering. Everyone were happy because they had taken shelter of Krishna. Even when there were so many problems in life, but they were still drowning completely in ecstatic pools, in the pools or the bliss of blissful lake of the pastimes of Krishna, looking at his beautiful form and relishing all his pastimes and qualities. This is what is the beauty of devotees who are practicing Krishna consciousness. The ones who are completely dipped in Krishna consciousness, even when there are a lot of problems in life, they are the ones who will be happy. Why? Because they don't derive happiness from this world. They derive happiness from Krishna. This world is temporary. Krishna is permanent. So when they're not deriving happiness from this world, so you know they are least bothered about whatever changes happen here. And since they're deriving happiness from Krishna, who is permanent, who is achala, who is not changing, what happens? They are always connected to him, always feel that bliss. So anytime, you know, all of us are, you know, feeling that I'm suffering, I'm facing a lot of problems, I'm not able to manage, things like that, then the answer to this is, we are not completely connected with Krishna. We are not fully connected with Krishna. We are not fully Krishna conscious. This is what is the problem. So when we can solve this problem, same thing will happen. Iti driksva lila bhir ananda kunde. That ananda kunda will manifest for all of us. And every single day we'll be taking a dip. And then when someone is asking us over phone, what are you doing? I'm taking a dip in ananda kunda. All the time, this will happen. Somehow, now all of us have to endeavor to get connected to Krishna. Very, very important. We have to get connected to Krishna. Then only we'll be able to relish Krishna consciousness. Or else it will be just there as theory in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then we'll keep thinking, what is Satyavrat Muni is writing? What is Ananda Kunda? I have seen Water Kunda. I have not seen Ananda Kunda. What is this? We'll never be able to understand what it is. Right? So in this way, we see in Braja, all of them were just enjoying so much, so much. Now the question is, why is Krishna doing all these pastimes? And first reason that Satyavrat Muni is giving is to drown all the inhabitants in happiness. Inhabitants of Gokula, all the Brajavasis, in pools of ecstasy. That is the first reason. Second reason he is giving. Akhyapayantam. Akhyapan karna. He's advertising to everyone. Akhyapan, vigyapan, no, something like that. He's doing advertising. He's doing advertisement through all these pastimes. What advertisement he is doing? Next line, Satyavrat Muni is saying, Tadiyeshitageshu bhaktyashitatvam. So he's saying, Tadiyeshitageshu. So the ones who are always there in the bhav of Ishvara, who see Krishna as Ishvara, for them, he's manifesting this pastime. So before I explain this line, now you all have attended my Tuesday sessions and we have discussed Ambarish Maharaj full pastime. Prahlad Maharaj, five chapters. And then you have attended so many Gita course sessions also, Q&A sessions. Now put the answer in the chat box, the question that I'm asking. Define Krishna. Who is Krishna? Simple question. Who is Krishna? Please put in the chat box. I want to know your answers. You can quote shlokas also. I'm sure you'll know some shlokas. It's up to you. You can. Go ahead. Who is Krishna? Hey. Okay. Who attracts all is Krishna, Bhaktavatsal, all attractive Bhagavan, Ishvara Parama Krishna. And what else? One who, when known, nothing else remains to be known. Yes. That's what else? Do we have something on YouTube also? Sachidananda Vigraha. Happiness. Okay. Absolute truth. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is Bhagavan. Bhavagrahi Janardana. Sachidananda Vigraha. Sarvakarana Karanam. Self-sufficient, cognizant, anadir adi, sarva karana karanam, complete bliss. So this is the definition of Krishna. So who is Krishna? Krishna is all this, huh? Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay. So here, this line, I think today we'll have a very nice understanding of who is Krishna. So please listen carefully. Yes, you all are correct, obviously. You all are correct. Obviously, you all are preachers, so you have to be correct. Tadiyeshita. Ishita, that is the ones who are there in the mood of seeing Krishna as Ishvara. For them, Krishna is showing. Krishna is showing that, okay, I am the controller of all the controllers. I am controlling Brahma, I am controlling Shiva, I am controlling Indra and all the Devi Devtas and all the Chara and Achara entities of this world. I am controlling everyone. But Bhaktyar Jitatvam, I am controlled by my devotees. My devotees win over me. What was the mood of Mother Yashoda? What was the mood of Mother Yashoda? Mother Yashoda's mood all the time was, Krishna is my son. That was her mood all the time. And when she was seeing in the mukha or the mouth of Krishna to check if dirt is there in the mouth, Krishna, out of fear, he manifested universe, not entire creation. This was not planned. This was like, you know, like out of fear it manifested, where he wanted to somehow show his Aishwarya Bhav, that you simple gopi, coward lady, what do you think? Who am I? I'll show you today who am I. And he opened his mouth and Yashoda could see everything in that. Every entire creation. All the spiritual worlds and material worlds. And then in that she saw, you know, this particular universe. In that, this particular planet. In that planet she saw, you know, Braj. And in that Braj, she saw Yashoda playing with Krishna. And she was like, oh, Yashoda outside, Yashoda inside. What's wrong? What's the problem? And she started thinking, is it Maya Shakti? Am I seeing, am I dreaming? And she started looking around. No, I'm seeing everything clearly. You know, maybe she might have pinched herself also. No, I don't dream. And then the next thing she started seeing around and she started thinking, oh, is it that some Devi Devta are putting me in illusion? No, but I'm a simple coward lady. Why will they put me in illusion? And the third thing that came in her mind was, maybe this person is Supreme Personality of God in Narayan himself. And when she got this thought, then Krishna was thinking, Are Bapre, the entire world is calling me this Bhagavan, 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 Supreme Personality of God. Another lady again. My mother is also started calling me this. No, I cannot bear this. And Krishna immediately closed his mouth and smiled. And Mother Ishla forgot everything, whatever she saw. And she looked at the beautiful smiling face of Krishna, picked him up and started feeding milk, and Krishna slept. So Krishna is that, okay, I am the controller, no doubt. I am the absolute truth, no doubt. I am the cause of all causes. I am the source of everything, no doubt about that. But I hanker for the love of my devotees. When he saw that Aishwarya Bhav is taking over Mother Yashoda, at that time Krishna closed his mouth saying that I want your love, oh Mother. I don't want this Aishwarya Bhav. I don't want this master-servant relationship. I don't want that. I want the same Mother who chastises me, the same Mother who loves me. I want her. And what was Mother Yashoda doing? All the time Mother Yashoda's only thing was, He's my son. Gopis would come to Mother Yashoda and they would ask, or they would tell, Maya, we think that your son is Narayan himself. And then Mother Yashoda would say, what Narayan is he? Whenever there is a thunderstorm, he comes running and he hides behind me saying, Maya bachalo! Running behind and he hides behind me. What sort of Narayan is he? He's not Narayan. He's my Lala. He's my Kana. He's my son. This is the mood of devotees. When we ask who is Krishna, for devotees, the answer is, he's my Lord. That is the answer. The establishment of relationship between Krishna and us, or you know, the success of our bhakti is the day when we become possessive for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that Krishna is mine, Nitai Gaurasundara are mine. When this feeling comes, when this mood comes, that yes, they are mine. They don't belong to anyone else. They are just mine. That's it. And when that possessiveness comes, then yes, then you know we have a very strong relationship with Krishna. Same possessiveness was there with all the Brajavasis. All the Gopas had this possessiveness that Krishna is my friend. When Krishna killed Akasur, all of them, they went back to their respective homes, all the Gopas. And they started telling to their parents that Krishna killed Akasur. Because he's my friend. Since he's my friend, he also killed Akasura. That was the mood. That was the mood. And when it comes to the gopis, when it comes to Srimati Radharani, extremely possessive. They don't want to share Krishna with anyone. Yes. Mother Yashoda, when the gopis would say that, oh, your Kana is our Kana, your Lala is our... No. My Lala is my Lala. My son is my son. He does not belong to anyone. Yes. And the cows, it is described that they were so possessive for Krishna. So Krishna would be herding the calves. At the very young age, Krishna was sent to herd the calves. That's the time when Brahma Vimohan Leela happened. So when Krishna was herding the calves, so it was very, very close to the Braja. Now he would not go to the forest, just nearby, outside, in the periphery of Braja. So he would come back very soon. But when Krishna became 6 years, 6 years young, I cannot say old, right? He's Nava Yavana. So Krishna, when he became 6 years young, so at that time, he started going and telling Mother Yashoda, Maya, see how elderly I've become. See, now I'm very strong. All the bala has come. I can go to forest to herd cows. And Mother Yashoda was not allowing. No. You're not. Now you shouldn't go. Hey, you have tender feet. What will happen to you? What will you eat there? It will be very, very difficult. And there will be like a lot of pebbles there and stones there and things like that. And a lot of carnivorous animals will be there. Oh, it's not good. It's not safe. I'll not send you. So like this, Mother Yashoda was not sending Krishna for herding cows. So when this was happening on one side, so the calves, even they grew with Krishna. So they also become, they also grew very nicely. And now they were no more milk drinking calves. They were proper cows and bulls. So when Krishna was not going to herd cows, so at that time, those calves who were taken care by Krishna in his childhood, those calves were not ready to take even one step outside Braja. They'd all come outside the house of Krishna, outside the house of Nanda Maharaj, and they'll keep calling for Krishna. This is one. The Gopas, they decided that if Krishna is not going to herd cows, we will also not go. Now, since those calves who had grown up, they were not going. So their mothers were also not going. So like this, there was a situation which was almost a lockdown situation where no one is going out. See the love of the cows. See the affection of the cows. See the possessiveness of these devotees. Krishna is mine. I want to be with Krishna. I want to serve Krishna. This is the possessiveness that every devotee should imbibe. This is the possessiveness that every devotee should have. Our relationship with Krishna, he might be Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Bhagavan. He is source of all sources. He is the cause of all causes. But whenever we think about Krishna, the only thought that should come is, he's my Lord. He's mine. When that possessiveness comes to the devotees, then yes, that relationship becomes even more stronger. And we can relish that relationship with Sri Krishna. And our devotional service will become more and more intense because now he's not a third party. He's not a third party. He's mine. Like, for example, when it comes to the neighbor's child, maybe the parents will not have so much of affection for the neighbor's child, isn't it? Third party. Why should we have any affection? No, in fact, the parents will drive away the kids, no, neighbor's kids. No, go to your home. But when it comes to one's own kid, the parents would be so possessive, thinking about, oh, what is he eating? What is he doing? I have to get him clothes. I have to get him that. I have to get him this. Why? Just because they have a personal relationship with their own child. Now, they don't know where the child has come from, isn't it? Where he was, in which body, what was he doing? No parent will know. As soon as that child is born in one's womb, when he appears, when he takes birth, both mother and father and all the relatives connected to that child, they are like, oh, he's our, he's mine, he's mine, he's mine. And mother will have so much of affection, you know, for that child whose address she does not know, from where he has come. So a person, you know, in this material world, if mortal beings can have so much affection for another mortal being, whom we don't know, whose address we don't know where he has come from. So just imagine, if that affection we can have for people in this world, why can't we have this affection, the same affection for that person? Prince of Gokula, but to drown all the people of this world, all the living entities of this world, including people who are attending today's session. Just for all of us. Why can't we have that relationship with him? This establishment of relationship, Prabhupada talks in his purports, that we have to revive our eternal relationship with Krishna. This is what Prabhupada is talking. We have to revive our eternal relationship with Krishna. All of us have a very, very unique and personal relationship with Krishna, like Mother Yashoda has a relationship with Krishna. Like Srimati Radharani has a relationship with Krishna. Like all the cows of Braj, and all the gopas of Braj and the gopis of Braj have relationship with Krishna. Even the peacocks and the deers and the pigeons and the parrots and all the trees, they also have personal relationship with Krishna. What to talk about them? Even every blade of grass has got a personal relationship with Krishna. Only people who are left out are we. We are here in this material world. And we are building a relationship with here. And then we attend how to maintain relationship courses also. How to manage relationships, how to manage this person, that person. We are so engrossed in this world to manage people around, we forget. We have to build a relationship with Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No, my Lord. Yes, that day should come. And that day will come. Why not? For so many devotees, that day has come where they have revived the relationship with Krishna, where they have understood, you know, who is he when it comes to me, when it comes to my relationship with him. They've understood that. Why can't we realize that? Because bhakti is so powerful. Currently, you know, we are so much covered by the Maya Shakti and by our own anarthas that we are not able to understand, you know, what is our relationship with Krishna. That's why Srila Prabhupada keeps telling in the purport that when we practice bhakti very, very staunchly with complete faith and devotion and intensity, what happens? All this covering which is there will slowly, you know, be removed. And we'll be able to connect with Krishna in a similar way, like we were connected to Krishna before. We'll be able to do that again. Only thing that is expected is every single day with same intensity, going on and on and on. That is doing bhakti with same intensity. In fact, increasing intensity. When we do that, yes, that day will come when someone is asking us, who is Krishna? What is the definition of Krishna? My Lord. Obviously, in Gita course, we'll not say this. When we are meeting with devotees, when we are talking to people, yes, he's my Lord. And we will not have doubt. It will not be artificial. Okay, now on Tuesday session, Prabhu has told that we have to tell my Lord. So, no, we'll tell my Lord. No. That will come from the heart. Who is Krishna? My Lord. And I'm a servant. So, this will come. Currently, our problem is that, who are you? I am the Lord. I am the master. That is what is our current mood. But slowly with practice of devotional service, that thing will be imbibed in all of us that I am the servant of whom? Of my Lord, Sri Krishna, and his beautiful consort, Srimati Radharani. They are my eternal parent. They are my eternal masters. So this particular thing will be clear with time. And when this thing is clear, oh, who can save us from drowning and drowning and drowning in Ananda Kunda? Who can save us at that time? No one. Even if someone, when I say save us means, you know, someone trying to pull us out from Ananda Kunda, who can trouble us at that time? No one. We'll be always immersed, always in ecstasy. Just thinking about Krishna and absorbed completely. And that's what he's saying. Satyavrat Muni, he's saying that to such a great personality, you know, for two reasons, who comes to this material world. First, to drown everyone in Ananda Kunda, to give happiness to everyone. And second, to teach all those people who consider him as only the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or who's treating him as impersonal, or who is treating him as some third party. For them, Krishna is showing, I am Bhaktyar Jitatvam. I am conquered by my devotees. Even you can conquer me. And this is what he is doing. What is that word here? Akhya Payantam. This is what he is showing everyone. This is what is the advertisement that he is giving. That even you can do this to me. Even you can tie me like Mother Yashoda tied. Even you can feed me milk like Mother Yashoda and Putana did. Yes, even you can play with me. Even you can come with me, you know, for herding the cows. You can offer the peacock feathers like other peacocks are offering. You can actually sing for me as various cuckoos are doing. You can offer patram pushpam phalam, like all the trees of Braja, all the trees of Vrindavan do when I enter Vrindavan. Yes, this is what is the advertisement that Krishna is giving through his pastimes. And the devotees who are very intelligent, the devotees who really, you know, want to attain perfection of this human form, takes this message of Krishna very seriously. They take this advertisement of Krishna very seriously, and they literally want to go for it. And anyone who reads Bhagavatam, anyone who sees this advertisement again and again and again, what will happen? They will buy the product. So what are we supposed to do? Hear about Krishna. Hear about his glories from Srimad Bhagavatam, from pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada. When we keep doing this again and again and again, when all these advertising agents, all of our acharyas, when they're advertising about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so when we keep hearing it again and again and again, what happens? Even if we don't have love for Krishna, even if our heart is completely empty and filled with some calamity like drought, still, since we are hearing it again and again and again, our heart will become favorable. Our heart will become moist. Our heart will be a place ready to receive Krishna and to give him place eternally. To give him an eternal sitting place in our heart. It will be ready. So what are we supposed to do? Continue Shravanam attentively. From whom? From pure devotees. And pure devotees speak from Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. So just by doing this, all those things which are there, that Krishna is this, Krishna is that, Krishna is this, Krishna is that, all that will go away and only one thing will be there. Krishna is my Lord. This will come. This will come after some time. In fact, there is one word that is used in Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, Durgati. And what is this Durgati? Durgati means thinking Krishna to be someone very, very great. I mean, thinking Krishna to be a third party, someone who is source of everything, Sarva Karana Karanam, to that, Shukadeva Goswami says Durgati. Meaning Durgati. Yes. So in this way, Satyavrat Muni is describing all this. And obviously when he's describing, you know, when a poet is describing, he himself will be immersed in all these pastimes and looking at all these pastimes, meditating on all these pastimes. What is Satyavrat Muni doing? Punha prematastam shata vritti vande. He's paying obeisances. Punha prematastam shata vritti vande. How many times this obeisances with love he's paying? Hundreds of times. He's not able to hold himself. Now he's just paying obeisance again and again and again to that great personality. Now when he's paying obeisance again and again and again and again, so Lord Damodar might ask, hey, what do you want, Baba? Why are you doing this hundred of times? Why are you paying obeisances? Here my Kali Yuga devotees, they don't pay obeisance even once. Why are you paying hundreds of obeisances? What is the problem? No? And what are you desiring? I'm not able to understand what is your desire. At that time, Satyavrat Muni is saying, what is the next stanza? Varam deva moksham na moksham vadinva na cha nam vrineham varishadapiha. O Vara Isha, O great personality, O great controller who can give me any benediction. That is what is meant by Varesha, Vareshad. That's what is the point that is mentioned here, Vareshad. So he's saying that, O great personality, you can give me all benedictions. Vara Ishad. So he's asking, okay, I'm Vara Ishad. Tell me, what do you want? I don't want anything. Varam Deva, O great personality, you can give any Vara. I don't want anything. No, not. I don't want anything. So when it comes to people of this world, no, what are they asking for? They're asking for material opulence. I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. I want to live a luxurious life. Sometimes devotees, newcomers, when they come to bhakti, when you ask them, what do you want? And they say that, I want satisfaction in life. I want peace in life. I want happiness in life. All that is missing in outside worlds. They want it here. Then they come here. And the devotee who is listening to all this, he's like, yeah, you'll get all this. And internally he's saying, you get it all this, Krishna, no, you'll create turmoil in your life very soon. And when turmoil is created, at that time when you take shelter of Krishna, then actual satisfaction will come. So when it comes to people of this world, their goal itself is so chutku, very, very, very small, very tiny. It's almost going to the great billionaire and saying, ek rupe de de. He can give you lakhs of rupees, 1 rupee de de. Yes. Nowadays, even beggars don't ask 1 rupee. They just fix 50 rupees, 100 rupees. That's what they ask for. So, 1 rupee de de. That's what people are doing in this world. They go to Krishna and ask for small, small things. Oh, Lord, no, please give me vidya, buddhi. And then, please give me money. Please give me a good life partner. No, I want to buy a new house. I'm tired of staying in the same 2 BHK flat. No, I want a villa now. No, it's enough. And this boss, he's like, he's not giving promotion at all. Please, you are Paramatma Sarvasya Chaham Riti Sannivishtu. You're there in everyone's heart. You're there in the heart of my boss also. tomorrow is the interview appraisal. No, interview. So please, from his heart, inspire him not to give me a good hike. And then people who are not having kids, they pray that, please give us kids. The ones who have kids, they keep telling, why you give kids? Bachelors, they hanker that, oh Lord, please. No, I'm talking in bachelor voice. Oh Lord, please send a very, very nice, honest, loyal, beautiful wife. And the Lord is saying, oh, such a species does not exist. Where do you get it from? And the ones who are married, they're thinking, oh, why didn't Lord fulfill my desire? So in this world, everyone is hankering for small, small things, very, very small, chutku, chutku, chutku. Obviously, we are chutku. Our size is very, very small, 1/10,000 tip of the hair. But Krishna has given us the free will to desire something which is infinite. But, we are so much in ignorance, so much in maya, so much in illusion that we ask for things according to our size. Like small kids, they'll ask for small, small things only. They'll not ask for big things. So I still remember, I used to do this with my brother. Obviously, he's not seeing this lecture, so I can tell. So I don't know which standard this was. So we have an age difference of 3 years. So pocket money would be given. So I think once or twice this I did with my brother. So he would be having 100 rupees. And then I'd be having 2 10 rupees note. And I would tell him, let's see, I've got 2. You just have got 1. I will take this and give that. And he, like very innocently thinking, oh, 2? Hell, I'll take 2 and I'll give this 1. And so small kids, they're like, they don't know what it is. Now they just know the numbers. They just know the quantity like that. And they're just allured by that. And same thing applies to all of us. We're allured by so many small, small things of this world. And we are caught up very badly. Very, very badly we are caught up in this world. In fact, here, Shatavrat Muni, Satyavrat Muni is saying, He is saying that I don't want moksha. Now, who is thinking about moksha in this world? Everyone is so engrossed in their day-to-day monotonous life, getting up in the morning and then tired, getting ready for the office, and you know the house, the wife is busy cooking in the kitchen, packing dabba for the kids and the husband, and then you know sending them running all around. They're all busy, and again coming back completely tired, sleep. Again, get up. Same thing goes on, and weekends come and crash for a good number of hours. There is a time to think about moksha here. What is moksha? And people don't desire at all, and they don't know that they have to desire something higher. So when Satyavrata Muni is saying that no moksha, it's very difficult for people to connect also. What is he asking for? Or what is he saying? No moksha means what? So here we have to understand that when it comes to people of this world, they're always engrossed. But the devotees, you know, who are or the transcendentalists, this is the right word, transcendentalists, which consists of all jnanis and yogis and bhaktas, especially jnanis and yogis, they all are designing for liberation. They don't want to be here. They just want liberation. That is very good, very nice. Breaking the cycle of birth and death is so nice. So in our Gita course, if you see, we keep telling, what is the goal of life? Breaking the cycle of birth and death. But that is not the goal. Breaking the cycle of birth and death, the jnanis and yogis are also doing. What is so big thing? Prabhupada writes in the purports. Now, what are yogis doing? Yogis are doing child play. They're doing some gymnastics. They're doing child play, according to Prabhupada. Prabhupada writes this. So, even small kids like yogis and jnanis, they are breaking the cycle of birth and death. Come on, we are adults. We are bhaktas. We have to desire something higher. So in our Gita course, we start with this, breaking the cycle of birth and death, because goal is only not clear. So we give the first step. Let us break the cycle of birth and death. Then slowly we start introducing the next thing, that is attaining Krishna. Yes, that's what we talk about. So here, when he's saying that na moksha, I don't want moksha. And he's saying that moksha vadimva. So he's saying that highest form of liberation, that also I don't want. I don't want lowest form of liberation or highest form of liberation. Lowest form is Sayujya Mukti, that is merging in Brahman. And the highest form is going to Vaikuntha planet. So he's saying, I don't want both. Hare Bhapare, then what do you want? What do you want? Now see, you are standing in front of a person who can give any benediction. And you paid repeated obeisances. And that person is asking, ask me something. And this person is saying, kuch nahi chahiye. Just imagine how perplexed the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be. No, I want to give you something. Ask me, what do you want? So say Vritrasur. He's also telling the same thing. Kolavecha Sridhar, he's also telling the same thing. The Nagapatnis, they're also telling the same thing. Very beautiful shloka, one of my favorite. We can meditate on the shloka. We can bahat firstly, and then we can meditate on the shloka. Very beautiful shloka by Vritrasur. He says, Nana kaprashtham nacha parameshtham na sarvabhaumam na rasadipatyam na yoga siddhera punarbhavam va samanjasatva virahaya kaangshe. So here basically Vritrasur is saying that na naka prashtham. So he's saying that I don't want heavenly planets. I don't want Dhruloka. And then he's saying, na paryameshtyam. Na naka prashtam, na paryameshtyam. I don't want Brahmaloka also. See, Brahmaloka is the highest planet in this world, in this material world. He's saying, I don't want that also. Then Krishna is like, what do you want? You want to become the king of the entire planet? Na sarvabhauma. I am not interested to become the king of this world. Okay, maybe, you're not interested in this world. Maybe all the lower planetary systems, which I call as Rasatala, okay, na rasadipatyam. I don't want that. Oh, okay, maybe I think you are a person who's very elevated, so you don't want material things. So why don't you take something subtler? That is yoga siddhir. And the devotee is saying, na yoga siddhir. And the Lord is like scratching his head. What do you want? What do you want? Then he says, samanjasattva virahaya kaangshe. He says, the devotee is saying, I just want you, Lord. I don't want anything. What will I get by getting anything of this world? From so many lifetimes, I've been trying for this again and again and again and again and again. Lifetime after lifetime, I've been trying for various goals of this life. But I don't want to do it again. Every lifetime I slip. goal is something and I slip from that, and then no, I aspire for something else every lifetime. But this life, at least don't trick me, oh Lord. Now, why are you doing this to me? Lord is very clever. Very, very clever. When it comes to giving bhakti, now he'll think what to do. He's not very keen about that. Because Krishna always thinks, Hare, if I give bhakti to this person, already, you know, that lady whose name was Yashoda, she tied me. Another lady whose name was Radharani, she tied me. And all these gopas are gopis. They always keep making me dance on their fingertips. Hare, bapre, again, one more person? So Krishna, you know, he tests the devotee very nicely, you know, before giving. And he'll give everything. See, whatever desires we had before also, no, Krishna will give. Whatever we asked for before. Now Krishna will manifest slowly and steadily. And then when you see that, you'll understand, Hare, bapre. This I had asked 10 years before, now he's giving. Means whatever I asked 5 years before, very soon it will come. So we say, you know, that Krishna answers all the prayers. But he'll take his own time. So whatever prayers we have done, that is already gone. And now Krishna is going to, you know, manifest all those. Just imagine what nice desires we had before coming to Krishna. What all things we have desired in life. And all that will slowly manifest. So a devotee, you know, he intensely prays. Samanjasattva virahiya kankshi. I don't want anything that will take me away from your lotus feet, O Lord. Please listen to this prayer. I know I'm offering this prayer very late, but still, now please accept this prayer and don't accept all those prayers which were there before. I don't want anything that I've prayed before. I don't want anything of this world. Oh Lord, I want you. And the same prayer Satyavrata Muni is telling. What is he saying? Idam te vapurnatha gopala balam. Sada me manasya virashtam ki manyai. He's saying that idam te vapurnatha gopala balam. This form. Which form? This form. Which form? That form which we are offering ghee lamp every day in this month of Kartik. He's saying this form. This form I want, O Lord, this form. Lord is like, okay, where do you want it? Tell me, where do you want it? Sada me manasya virashtam ki manya. He's saying that may this form enter my manaha, my mind, my heart, my entire consciousness. I want this. And then he's saying that kim anyai. What is the use of any other boon apart from this? What is the use of any other boon apart from this? Let's understand the heaviness of this boon that Satyavrat Muni is asking to Krishna. So suppose, you know, if we just close our eyes and we're just sitting. Now when we're closing our eyes, what are the things that are coming to our mind? Those things will come which we are attached to. Those things will come which we have seen. Those things which will come which we have aspired for, desired for intensely. Those things will come in our mind. And what is Krishna saying in Bhagavad Gita? He's saying, Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram. 8.5, 8.6, yamyam vapi smaran bhavam. Tejyate ante kalevaram. Whatever you remember at the time of that, that's what you'll attain in the next life. But if you remember me, you'll come back to me. That's what is the point. And now when we are closing our eyes, randomly when we just close our eyes, we don't get the form of Krishna, do we? I don't know. Some of you might be getting, I don't get at least. Yes. So that is what is our current situation. We have meditated on the sense objects so thoroughly, so intensely, that even now, those strong impressions are there in our heart, on our mind. And our mind is like a jukebox. You know, it's like closing our eyes, is like putting hand in the jukebox and then saying, inki pinki ponki, and just remaining one. Yes. So when we remove anything, you know, from the jukebox, that thing will come, you know, which has got a lot of impressions. Some abominable things you have meditated on for a very, very long time. Those impressions will be many. So probability of that coming will be much, much greater than any other thing. So when we are just closing our eyes and meditating, so at that time, you know, those thoughts will come which we have intensely desired for, intensely we have seen, intensely we have perceived by all the senses of our body. If suppose, you know, I say, which sweet? Gulab jam, rasgulla. So as soon as we close our eyes, are you like gulab jamun with no sugar syrup dripping? Rasgulla with sugar syrup dripping? Or gajar ka halwa, one of those reddish dishes that will come in front of us immediately. Why? When we are eating that, we have meditated so much. Yes. In fact, the sugar syrup is dripping from gulab jamun, and here also sugar syrup is dripping. That much we have meditated on that. So now, when we close our eyes and someone is saying gulab jamun, oh, we get a bowl of gulab jamun with no nice dry fruit topping on that. That's how it is. But when we close our eyes and when someone is saying Krishna, maybe some person whose name is Krishna will manifest in front of us, but not Lord Shri Krishna. When we say Damodar, where do we get the picture of the Lord? So, that is what is our current situation. Very, very abominable. Very abominable. Very, very low situation. But then, the one who understands this, that currently my situation is not good, is much, much better than any living entity of this world. And fortunately, by Prabhupada's mercy, we have come to that level, all of us. At least we realize that, okay, you know, these samskaras which I had before were not good. Now what I'm supposed to do? Now I'm supposed to get more good samskaras by doing more devotional service. That's the reason Prabhupada always keeps telling 24/7 devotional service, 24/7 bhakti, 24/7 Krishna consciousness. Why he keeps telling that? Because we have got all obnoxious thoughts and all the abominable desires which are there imprinted in our heart, and we don't know when will it come out. So when we do intense devotional service, what happens? That will get masked completely. So even when it has to come out, it will not be able to come out because there is a mask on it. There is a covering on it. Covering of the impressions of Krishna consciousness. Covering of impressions of name, form, qualities and pastimes of Sri Krishna. So if we are able to desire for this, like Satyavrat Muni is desiring, that is a topmost desire. We shouldn't ask anything in front of the Lord. Anything, we shouldn't ask anything when we go in front of Him. Obviously, if you're really tormented by some things in our life which we are not getting, okay, we can go and ask the Lord. But if things are good, if we are okay and we are managing, if things are manageable, we shouldn't ask anything to the Lord. We should just go in front of Him, serve Him. And Krishna is saying, what do you want? Don't want anything. And then, no, you have to ask me. Said, no, I will not ask. Why should I ask? Yes. And Krishna will be behind such a devotee. No, I want you. And Krishna will run behind the devotee. So currently, devotees run. The neophyte devotees run behind Krishna. I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. And when it comes to a pure devotee, Krishna runs behind the pure devotee. Take this, take this, take this. And devotee is like, I don't want that. That's what is the case of Prahlad Maharaj. Narasimha Devi is saying, take this, take that. And Prahlad Maharaj is like, why are you cheating me? Like this, I don't want. And Narasimha Devi is getting angry. No, you have to take. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Sridhar Kollavecha is saying, I don't want anything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like, no, you have to take. That's how the reciprocation completely changes for a devotee who does not ask for anything. But we have to be intelligent to ask for something like Satyavrat Muni. We have to be intelligent to ask that, oh Lord, I want you. I want you. I don't want anything. For many, many lifetimes, I've lost your association. Many, many lifetimes, I've missed your association. Oh Lord, at least this lifetime, please don't trick me now. Now somehow, I've come to this stage of singing this song. Maybe I'm not understanding the meaning of it. Maybe I don't know the mood of it. But still I'm singing this song, offering the ghee lamp every day in this month of Kartik. Oh Lord, at least now, please accept me. I've come to your doorstep now after many, many lifetimes. I've left the home. Now I've come to your doorstep. I've come to our own house. But oh Lord, now you have to accept me. You pull me inside because this this doorstep is really huge. I cannot cross it by my own self. You have to pick me up and get me inside. I cannot do it by my own self. You have to inspire me, oh Lord, as Paramatma within the heart to do more and more devotional service. You have to send your own pure devotee by whose association I'll be able to become a premi bhakta. Oh Lord, you have to do. I cannot do. From my side, what I can do is I can just keep practicing bhakti every single day, be it having taste or not having taste, be it really full of emotions or be it mechanical. I being a Baddha Jeeva, every day I'll keep doing without fail. Without fail, I'll keep doing, oh Lord. This is what is my promise. But oh Lord, I beg at your lotus feet. Idam te vapurnatha gopala balam sadame manasya virashtam kimvarne. when that day will come in my life, where I'll be able to witness you in my heart. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santasadai vardayeshu vilokayantim yam shama sundaram achintya gunaswarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. When will my eyes be decorated with the ointment of pure devotional service by prema, by which I'll be able to see you all the time in my heart and not anything of this material world? And any devotee reaches that stage, he is done. He's done. He's the most happiest person. He's the least bothered about anything of this world. And he will be in his own world, relishing Krishna consciousness. And people of this world, when they look at such a person, they'll be envious, thinking, how come he's so happy? How is it possible? And then that devotee, you know, will be saying, Ananda Kunde. I'm drowning in the kunda. I'm drowning in the lake of Krishna Leela, or Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes. It's